We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. Brandon Peoples chatting here today with Manhattan Kiwanis members. We've got President-elect Rod Kalavoda joining us in studio. Good morning.
Hey, Brandon. Dave.
Glad to have you here. Kent Foster, Community Service Chairman with Kiwanis. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having us. Thanks. Good morning.
We talked a little bit about Kiwanis yesterday. I know Dave was on Greater Manhattan Community Foundation program. There's a big ribbon cutting for you guys coming up this Sunday, right?
That's right, this Sunday the 3rd. So it's been a long time coming. We've been working on this project at least mentally from like 2014. And there's been a lot of planning and a lot of fundraising and designing and just a lot of help from a lot of people and community-wise. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, this is, for those that aren't familiar, the Bluemont Hill Overlook right over the Manhattan Letters there off of Tuttle Creek Boulevard. It's a fantastic looking facility from what I can tell. I haven't been up there yet, but I can see it from the roadway. And this, what, finished just a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I think about two to three weeks ago, we pretty well finished things. And every time I go up there to check on something, there's somebody up there using it, looking out over the valley there. So that's pretty exciting. So. But the project started with kind of an idea. We've always maintained that facility up there. We built it back in 1927 or something like that, our Kiwanis Club. And so we've always maintained it, and we decided for the 100th anniversary we wanted to do something kind of special up there since that's sort of our area. So we decided that every time we're up there painting or cleaning it, there's always people up there. And you kind of have to be a mountain goat once you reach the steps to negotiate things. So we thought, well, an overlook platform that would be accessible to anyone would be a great addition. So,
now, who designed the overlook?
Well, I designed it. I worked as an architect with Ebert Mayo Design Group for 30-some years. So I did a lot of accessibility projects. So I've always thought that we should make our environment accessible to everyone. And so I was involved with designing that, and we had some help from Schwab Eaton helped us do the survey work, and DNR Construction was the contractor, and they were just a great contractor. They had some good ideas that improved the construction, ease of construction as we got into it. So,
okay. Now, as mentioned, I haven't been on the platform. I know Dave has. He's visited already. How big is that platform? What are we talking?
Well, you know, I didn't measure the square footage, but it's about I'm going to say 12 to 13 foot deep, and it's 20 couple feet wide, you know. So it's a pretty good size, mm-hmm. and that doesn't include the ramp that leads down to it. So once you start at the top of the steps, you have a landing, and then you have a ramp surface that gets you down to the platform. So it's a pretty good size surface. I think you could probably get 25 people on there with, you know, not really crowding them too much, so.
People go up there, they can take photos now and have a safe place to do that. I imagine probably a lot of folks are going to be taking advantage of that.
And the other nice addition, we just kind of approached it with tongue-in-cheek, but Manco Windows helped us put a glass railing up there. So there are no, except for the horizontal part, there is no obstruction. You know, if you're a little kid or someone in a wheelchair or whatever, you can see through that glass all the way down to the valley, and vice versa. Looking up, you can see the trees behind and the rock outcropping. So
that's cool.
Yep.
But and I know that hill has a lot of history here in the city of Manhattan. And we talked a little bit, and I don't remember all the details surrounding our conversation with the Riley County Historical Museum, but that lookout point has been prominent here in the city of Manhattan's history.
Right. Rod knows a lot about the history of that. He might mention some of that.
Well, other than there is a monument, it's kind of tucked back into the wooded area a little bit, and we're planning on relocating that so it's a little more prominent either next to the overlook platform. And it talks a little bit about the landing of the Hartford and kind of how all that began, why they put the marker there. So we're working with the Riley County Historical Society, and we will be, and Cheryl Collins, and putting together some type of a trailhead leading back there that will give more history in regards to the Manhattan Hill, but also it'll award us a chance to give a little history on how that Manhattan sign was built at that time.
Hmm. Is there any future goals you have for the Manhattan sign going forward? Any endeavors you...
There is. Some groups have asked us if they could make some donations, like for benches along the walkway. One group was interested in maybe putting up like a pair of binoculars or something to look out. We have been chatting with there's a local trail society, and we want to improve some of the trails up there. And maybe even a playground or something out in the parking lot, because that's kind of the starting point. There's an accessible parking stall out there, and everything else is accessible now leading up to the platform. So,
what's the possibility of ever lighting that up at night?
Well, we actually kind of talked about that, but we'd have to get power out there, and I'm not sure what would be involved, but that's a possibility, sure.
With all the solar lighting capabilities that are out there, you know, I got some of those in my yard.
Yeah, that's a possibility. They're really more efficient nowadays than the ones that I used to have in my yard that have failed. But yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, Brandon, you are reading my mind.
Really?
He's been here 1 year today, and look at him, reading my mind now, because I was going to bring that up, because I think that would be really a significant addition. I mean, what you've done, by the way, on behalf of a grateful community, thank you. This is an amazing project. You know, you had such great vision, and the look up there. I was up there the other day, and it's just it's gorgeous. It's well done. It's improved everything up there. You know, there's some little nuances and maybe cleaning up some of the trees and stuff around back there that I would like to see maybe. But I think the lighting thing would be something to hopefully contemplate.
That's a good idea.
Challenge there.
But we had much.
You're welcome.
We had so much help from local community members, you know, not only the contractor, but Charlie Potthorff provided all the decking wood.
And, he did.
He had some telephone poles resawed for us, and so that's a nice 2-inch thick decking up there. It'll last a long time. Lots of other donors around Manhattan area. We're going to have a sign up there that recognizes everyone, and like Rob said, tell a little bit about the history. But Doug Malone yesterday mentioned that we had some early photographs, and there was not one single tree up there.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
So that's kind of amazing.
Those red cedars, boy, they pop up. And one of the things that I thought was astounding about what Doug talked about yesterday and the history of it, and this goes back into the 20s, it cost $100 to put all those letters up there. $100. You can't even paint one of the letters for that today.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. But it's that was a wonderful story, and you know, it's such an iconic thing. And this is one of the things that I love about being around here. You know, we had a similar situation with the Johnny Caw statue and the new footing for it. And now what you guys have done, this is wonderful. So, so good work.
Well, thanks. We appreciate it. And I think the community is going to really enjoy it. And they already are. So some people haven't even been up there before.
Yeah, I got to get up there. It was a little bit rainy yesterday, and I was afraid I might slip, so I didn't quite go up last night. But
and if I could recommend, if there's out in the community, if you have a parent or someone who is maybe has a slight disability, even if they're wheelchair bound, on a walker, there is a little bit of a walk getting there, but it's not too bad. But this is handicap accessible. So there, we have gotten feedback already that there have been people that have had a disability be able to go up there, and that's the first time they've ever been up there to look out over the Manhattan letters and see that nice scene up there. So
that might be a neat opportunity for some of the retirement homes here in town to get some of their residents out there.
That's
wow.
Right. Good idea.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, Sunday's event starts at 2 o'clock?
Yes, I think it's 2 to 4 this Sunday, and I think the weather's right now forecasted to be pretty decent, but there is a rain date for a week from Sunday, but we're hoping to do it get this Sunday. So.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, we appreciate all you've done for the community here, and hopefully encourage a lot of folks to go up and check out the letters. Rod Calavota, Kent Foster, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
You guys have a pancake feed coming up too, though, don't you?
We do. The first, or maybe it's the second Saturday in December.
It's the 14th.
The 14th. There you go. So,
because we talked about that, I thought maybe we might as well put another shameless plug in here because that helps what you do.
That's right. We appreciate that.
Very good. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next time. Okay. Stay tuned. More in Focus after this.